Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Saturday Nation, it's Sam Crowley. It's an October 16th day. It's a cool, crisp day in the Natty. Midwest, Southwest Ohio, rather. Southwest. Let me get my bearings straight. Where am I? Right? I'm in Southwest Ohio on a beautiful sunny day, waking up on a Monday. You know, I used to wake up on Mondays miserable, broke, and annoying. What, isn't that what MBA stands for? Oh boy, firing shots right out of the gate. Hey, welcome. It's the number one motivational podcast, one of the original 400 shows on iTunes, back before there was even 400,000. Oh my God, what is going on? How can you do anything 12 years? The only thing I did for 12 years was college. That's not true. I actually have 12 college credits, most of them gym and health class. So I can't even say I spent 12 years in college. How are you today, my friend? I hope you're having an amazing day. I want to talk about what you're claiming out there, and is it actually the reality? What are you telling people that you do, and are you backing that up with your actions? One more shout-out. Next week, I'll be in Atlanta at my live event. Still, two ways to grab tickets to that event. Go to samcrowley.live, and it's $97 for general admission. Come on in. Love to have you. 2 days of the most amazing content, inspiration, motivation, online, simple online marketing strategies. Yes, we're going to be talking also about this here, how to podcast, how to speak from stage, just things like that. Really, how to be authentic and be a marketer, earn income, and monetize your passion. Or would you like to even spend less money than $97? How about $47, become a Momentum Club member, and you get two tickets to the event for free? Can't beat that. Come on, access to my newsletter, our private Facebook group, so much else that you just got to go and check it out at mymomentumclub.com. Mymomentumclub.com. And if you can't make Atlanta, no worries. You can get in any event I do at no charge. So just become a Momentum Club member. So here we go. Let me ask you a question, because I ask this question of a lot of marketers and they hate me for it. And I don't know why. Let me ask a question. Claims and reality. Is what you're claiming and the reality that you're actually living, do they line up? Do they line up? For example, Sam Crowley, you're an online marketer, podcaster, speaker, trainer, seminar leader, and you work from home. True? Yeah, that's true. You're an expert in marriage. You have no issues in your life, and your kids love you unconditionally all day, every day, and they love just being, your wife loves being Mrs. Sam Crowley, and your kids love being associated with every day, a Saturday, 24/7. False. Sam, you got all the answers. False. Sam, you don't sin. False. Sam, look, here's the deal. How many people online do you see that are preaching the dream, living the nightmare? It's almost everybody out there. Hey, I'm going to show you how to get pay-per-click clicks at 0.001 cents on a dollar. I live here and I have no issues. And look, it's a photo of me on my laptop next to an in-ground pool. Photoshop. But I'm living the dream, baby. And then when the camera's off and nobody's taking photos, I hate everything. And more importantly, I hate myself. Guys, come on, man. Here's the thing about making a claim when you're not living the reality. People start to question whether any of that you're claiming is actually true. Hey, let me give you some relationship advice. I'm on my third marriage, okay? Hey, let me tell you, I quit this for my family. I'm doing this all because I love my kids. And I'm on a plane every other day in a different city speaking at different events and doing Lord knows what away from my kids because, yeah, I love my kids so much, I don't spend any time with them. You know, it's like, come on, man. People are going to start doubting the claims that you're making if they don't see it in your everyday life. Now, keep in mind, people aren't looking for perfection. They're not looking for you to be perfect. This is where I got a real problem. This is why I fired the email out last week about, hey, I'm leading with Jesus. I'm leading with my faith. I'm a Christian. To me, it doesn't matter. You can be a You can be Hindu, you can be Buddhist, you can be Jew, you can be Muslim. To me, and you can still follow the Everyday Saturday message. Just don't ask me to put my faith to the side because it's everything that I do, you know? So I think we can all get along in that world. But what I'm talking to you about is actually from the book of James 2:14. You claim faith, yet there are no deeds. There are no action. You have faith, okay? You're making claims about your faith. This is what James is saying. You claim to have faith, yet your deeds, your actions don't mirror your faith. I started this journey back at the beginning, this minimalism journey. Let me just preface, if you've just started listening to this show, I saw the documentary on Netflix. You should check it out, even if you don't even want to do this in your own life. You should really check out the documentary Minimalism on Netflix. I caught it around the end of the year of 2016, so 10 months ago or so. And, you know, I wasn't going through a midlife crisis or anything, but I'm always looking to change. I never want to be the same person at the end of a calendar year that I was at the beginning. And it doesn't have anything to do with the date. It could be the end of June based on the prior June. It doesn't, for me, I like to reevaluate weekly, monthly, and yearly where I'm at, what I'm doing, what I look like, my fitness goals, my faith, my family, you know, all of this stuff. And you should too. The thing I hated the most about having a job was every day was flipping Groundhog Day, man. I mean, every day, the same dumbass meetings and comments and, how you doing? Good. No bet. There you go. You bet. It's called corporate because most people are dead corpses walking around brainlessly, and I do mean brainlessly, following the leader with their nose shoved so far up the person's backside on the promotion ladder that you can't even see them, all because they are afraid of losing a job. They got to justify that stupid certificate from the dopey college they went to that says they are somebody and the 150 grand they spent on an education. It's all so damn crazy. Their actions don't match their claims. I'm a leader. No, you're not. You're following the flipping CEO, man, or whoever the supervisor is ahead of you. You have no identity, and that doesn't bother you that your actions don't meet up with your claims? Doesn't bother you that you're running around like a kitty in a lightning storm, scared out of your mind that your boss is not going to approve of what you're doing? That's not how we're meant to live. That's why I exited the rat race. I mean, and everybody thought I was the crazy one. Imagine that. Imagine wanting to harness the power of the only life you're giving. I said a better way, okay? Imagine wanting to harness the power of the only life you're going to be given and then throwing that away all in the name of a stupid, brainless, idiotic title on a corporate ladder where nobody cares about you. Let me let you in on a little secret, all right? If you're in the corporate rat race, nobody cares about you. And I don't give a crap. You can argue. Come to my event. I'll debate you in front of everybody in the room. And not because everybody's going to be on my side. I'll debate you. I'll debate you anywhere, anytime, any place about nobody cares about you in your job. They just care about what you can do for them. And until you understand that, you will always have this false sense of, I'm important. The company loves me. They don't love you. They love what you can do for them. And the minute you stop performing, they won't love you. And that's just the way, and I'm not so sure it should be any other way. And I think if you can just understand that concept, there would be a lot less miserable people, because one of the number one comments on any employee satisfaction survey is, I'm not recognized for what I do. It's not the pay. Nobody feels like they're paid enough for what they do. Nobody. But it's always recognition that comes before the pay. You know, I'm not recognized. Well, why don't you go do something else? Because your boss is paying you just enough so you don't quit. You're doing just enough so you don't get fired. And nobody's winning in that game. Why don't you go live a life that actually matches the claims that you're making? Oh, I believe you can do anything in this world, honey. No, you don't. You're lying to your children. You're lying to your children. Honey, look at me. I'm your father or mother, okay? You can do whatever you want in this world. Oh, Dad, really? Then why are you out the door at 6 o'clock in the morning rushing and spilling coffee all over yourself just to get to a meeting that you hate and stuck in traffic on the way home and you make about 1 out of 7 of my events at school? Huh? Dad? Hello? Dad, you there? Crickets. Dad, you're a sellout. That's what I would say. That's not true, Dad. I know I can do whatever I want in this world, but you're making claims where your reality doesn't line up. And you can make excuses, Dad, about your health insurance and your 401k and how you want to be a provider. And I get that. But you're weak, Dad. You're weak. And somewhere along the lines, when you were my age, you had big dreams. And then you went off and did something. I'm not quite sure where you got radicalized into this new way of thinking that you got to settle. And for the next 40 years, you just got to follow the leader. What happened to you, Dad? Let me turn the tables on you. Where did you sell out? Where did you stop living a reality that doesn't match the claims? Hey, Dad, I got a great book in the Bible for you to read, James chapter 2, verse 14. Why don't you look at that, Dad? And why don't we start having your deeds match your faith? Because you have faith in me, but I don't have faith in you. I have faith in myself. I hope I don't lose that faith. But if I surround myself with people like you who are telling me that, you know, I can do whatever it is I want to do, but yet my actions don't match that. And look, Dad, I don't expect you to be an online blogger or a podcaster or a speaker or anything like that. I just want you to be happy. I don't want to see you miserable. I don't want to see you fighting with Mom anymore. I don't want to see you stressed out. I don't see you coming home late and leaving early. I don't want you to go into the office on a Saturday. Can you start having your faith be activated? Why don't you activate your faith, Dad? You know, how about doing that? The only thing that counts is faith is expressing in love. I love you, Dad. I want to see your faith get activated. That's what I'd be saying to my father, if I actually had a father. Those of you that don't know, yeah. Old Daddy-O at the Crowley compound exited real early, like within my first year of being alive, okay? So I went 44 years without meeting the guy or so. And I'm sure I met him in my 3, 4, 5, whatever he's hanging around. But for me, if I actually had a dad, that's the conversation I would have had with them, okay? So am I saying I'm perfect? Hell no. You know I'm not. I'm just sharing. I get an opportunity to get this message out to over 3 million people a year. You don't think I'm going to grab the mic? And you think that my actions match my reality? I try. Not all the time. That's why I said at the very beginning, listen to the message. You can hold me accountable, absolutely. If you see me out and about, hey, Sam, what's this, what's that? And I'll tell you, either I'm hitting or I'm not hitting on a high level on this, okay? But I'll tell you what, I will never sell out again. I will never sell out ever again on my dream, all right? My dream is to inspire, motivate, and empower you to go for your Saturday. And when I sent that email, for example, out to my list last week, I meant it, man. I do, and I had somebody post, and I love it, that are probably not listening because they said, oh, it's a sad day. I wish I had the review here. Can I read it? Oh, please, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Don't even think about taking this podcast and hitting the pause button, even the stop button. I got to read this review that came in on iTunes last week, and I thought this was so awesome on so many levels, and I'm just waiting for iTunes to pull up on my computer because it was someone who said that, oh, it's a sad day. I used to listen to Sam's podcast, but since he mentioned that God speaks through him, I don't listen anymore, or something like that. And I'm not even going to wait for iTunes. So it was basically that. So I'm assuming the person isn't listening to the podcast now because they claimed they stopped. And let me tell you, your actions better match that claim, whoever that was that left that review. And by the way, I don't focus on one negative review out of 400 positive ones. But I wanted to read that to you because your claims that you're making out there need to match the actions that you're taking. So the person who left that review, please, you better not be listening. Turn it off right now because you claim to never listen to this podcast again, but yet you're listening now? That's not cool. Here it is. Customer review. Hey, by the way, have you left a 5-star review for this podcast? If not, could you please? I would really appreciate it. Why? Because it helps other people just like you to be empowered, inspired, and motivated to listen to the show. This is one of the original 400 podcasts on iTunes. Now there's close to 400,000, and I would love for you to leave a review for the Everyday Saturday Show. Just get on iTunes, click 5 stars, say a little nice comment if you want to as well. That'd be awesome. Here we go. Titled by Old Loyal Follower. Sad day is the topic. Sad day. 2 stars out of 5. Oh! Lost my subscription when you mentioned that God, little g, speaks through you. There are too many other motivating podcasts to listen to gospel. Take care. Brush your hair. That's my saying. Bye-bye. Nice. Nice. I will venture to guess this person never bought one product from me, never spent 2 cents on anything, never monetized the Everyday Saturday brand at all. Anything lost? No. And I'm not saying that to be mean. Listen to me. I need you to hear this message. You get a review like that, or a message, that person never bought one of your products. I promise you that much. They were never going to buy any of your products. And you're a for-profit business. It's okay to make money. It's okay to make money. There's nothing ungodly about earning income. Earning income in a wrong way, yeah, that's bad. Lying, cheating, stealing, bad. Creating a motivational podcast, speaking from stage, selling products, how to, that's good. That's good. You're adding value. And whatever it is that you do, you're adding value. When you get a negative review, understand it's most likely from a person who A, never bought a product from you, and B, was never going to give you any money anyway. So sayonara. So are your claims, let me ask you, last time, what you're claiming out there in the marketplace, are your actions showing that? Are they mirroring that? Are they in congruency with that? If not, it's time to change up, because you know what's going to happen? People are going to start doubting your claim. They're going to start doubting. Hey, I'm a blogger, I'm a podcaster, I'm a YouTuber. No, you're not. I don't see any evidence of that. Hey, I'm a father, I love my family. I don't see any evidence of that. Hey, I love to work out. I don't see any evidence of that. I'm usually a positive person. I don't see any evidence of it. They're going to start doubting the claims. Don't let that happen. Don't let there be any doubters out there. And one more thing. Get to Atlanta next week, the end of October, 27th, 28th. SamCrowley.live. Go to SamCrowley.live. Or join the Momentum Club at MyMomentumClub.com. We're rocking and rolling. I'm in there every week doing a Facebook Live. Hold me to it. See if my actions match up the claim. All right? Let's keep each other accountable. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.